Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we throw on a random podcast. We see how long we can hang on. Unless someone goes out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicks on the Fiverr button, there is no upsell. It's $5. And so today we're listening to Varmints. Here's their description. The Varmints podcast is an education comedy podcast that's all about animals. Every week, two nerds named Paul and Donna do a whole bunch of research to bring you a mix of science, education, pop culture, and comedy about all things that creep, crawl, slither, fly, jump, hop, and swim on this planet one animal at a time. And we're going to be listening to the episode on frogs right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Their website is blazingcariboustudios.com, where there are a bunch of shows on there. And unless you are the owner of Blazing Caribou Studios, I would have my own website, something like varmintspodcast.com, in the event you ever have a tiff, shall we say, with the lovely people at Blazing Caribou Studios. But as the old saying goes, it goes a little something like this.
You are listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production.
It's Scott
Support
Fletcher.
And subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.
I love Scott
I
Fletcher.
I wanted England to tell jokes. I wanted to do Smokey the Bear joke in England. So I had to ask the English if they know who Smokey the Bear was, but they don't. Because in England, Smokey the Bear is not the forest fire prevention representative. They have Smacky the Frog. It's just like a bear, but it's a frog. I think that's a better system. I think we should adopt it. Because bears can be mean. But frogs are always cool. Like, never has there been a frog hopping toward me. And I thought, man, I better play dead.
I love
Here comes
Mitch
that
Hedberg.
Frog. I never said, here comes that frog in a nervous manner. It's always like optimistic. Hey, here comes that frog. All right. Maybe he will settle near me. And I can pet him. And put him in a mayonnaise jar. With a stick and a leaf. To recreate what he's used to.
All right. You gonna let people know? I'm hoping this is the intro.
Hello and welcome back to the Varmints Podcast, where every week we do a whole bunch of research to educate ourselves and you, the listener, on all things that creep, crawl, slither, fly, jump, hop, and swim on this planet, one animal at a time. My name's Paul. I'm not an animal expert.
I'm Donna, and I have failed to be an animal expert once again. Today we are talking about frogs. Froggies.
Boing. But first, the news.
Okay. Interesting choice.
This is Varmin's Headline News with your anchorman, some guy named Paul.
Thank you, Matthew. Usually we do funny little news stories about punatos and chickens and things like that. Today's news story is a little tiny bit more serious, and it's about wildlife photography. Sometimes whimsical wildlife photography isn't quite what it seems. Now, there are a series of pictures going around on the internet of frogs. There's frogs riding turtles, frogs with little snails on their heads wearing them like earphones, and frogs striking these amazing poses. Well, these photographs, there's 46 of them altogether, and if you've seen them, they probably got your attention. Well, they got the attention of the science community as well. The image of the frog riding the turtle on its back in particular got scientists' attention because frogs don't ride on turtles' backs. And the photo shows an Australian green tree frog riding on a sulcata tortoise. And neither of these animals live either together or where the photograph was taken, which was West Sumatra, Indonesia.
Okay.
They were able to track these images down from Getty, which is an international stock photography distributor, all the way down to the source, which was Riau Images, which is an Indonesian photo agency. And they were able to actually locate the particular photographer that took these pictures. When they questioned the photographer, he said that all of the animals in his photographs were purchased from a pet store in Jakarta, with the exception of the snails which live in his garden. The photographer has been accused of animal cruelty in his photography. Some of the frogs appear to have some bruising on their legs, but animal cruelty is just, it's kind of difficult to confirm with just a snapshot or two. What is certain is that there is some unethical behavior in wildlife photography, both with staging animals to get just the right shot, and also there's inaccuracies in the captioning where you're told what kind of animals those are and where they are. So, long story short, if you see a fantastic picture of a frog or another animal and it seems too good to be true and you think, how did that happen? How did they get that shot? Question it. You might not want to know the answer, but question it, and maybe if you're suspicious, don't share it.
It's not a happy thing, but I don't know, man. I just kind of feel like if you're using glue to stick one animal to another or stick an animal's limbs to a plant, like the frog picture of the frog holding the leaf as the umbrella that's likely that they have glued his little hands to it. That's animal cruelty if you're using glue, you know?
All right, couple things I would change here. Number one, I don't know that anybody under the age of 50 is even going to get the fact that there are typewriters in the background. Most people under 30 probably don't even know what a typewriter sounds like, and it's somewhat distracting from your show. So I would just lose the typewriters. I get it. I would have switched some things around. I would have said, Scott Fletcher comes in. By the way, Scott Fletcher is the guy that invented the word pod fade, the announcer at the beginning of the show. Bonus content for you there. Have Scott come in, then run the intro where we do everything and, people that sly and blah, 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 and all the animals, yada, yada, yada. Today, we're talking about frogs. Then play the Mitch Hedberg thing, even though it's completely illegal. But go ahead and play the Mitch Hedberg thing if you dare. Because now we understand this clip is about frogs. Because at first I'm like, why is he talking about Smokey the Bear? I was like, this is a really weird intro. So I would have started it off with, here's my show. Here's what we talk about, yada, yada, yada. Today we're talking about frogs. Here's a funny clip from comedian Mitch Hedberg. Bam, go to that. Then, and to me, the thing about news, I would put all news at the end in the event it's ever dated. So if this was like, hey, they killed a guru in Cincinnati when somebody fell in the pit, okay, that happened last year sometime. So I would put the news at the end, and maybe it's because I love animals, but I'm not sure that this was our top story. Somebody faked a photo, somebody glued a frog to a turtle. Now, granted, that's horrible, but I without knowing the rest of your content, I'm like going, I think I would have led with the frogs, because here's why. Tell us how cool frogs are and how they're great and all the cool things they do. And then when I hear somebody gluing a frog to a turtle, well, now I'm a little more pissed off because, hey, frogs are cool. We just learned about that. That's how I would have rearranged some things. But other than that, the audio was cool. I love the fact, I'm assuming that is your daughter or some sort of small child. And my heart goes pitter patter anytime I hear an adult doing a podcast with a child. So all in all, pretty good. And I like the fact that it's, and then the other thing, I would just be very careful about being on a network. Make sure that if you ever want to leave the network, make sure you can bring everything with you. So, and when I listened to your episode, while you have a thing on the, on your website, when I go to the actual episode, there is no way for me, I'm going to double check here. I'm going out to the website and I'm waiting for it to upload. I don't think there's a way to subscribe to the show. You have a player, which is there. And this is kind of the stuff we go over on the podcast review show. So I'm seeing there it's episode 48 for Hurricane Frogs. And you've got all these really cool pictures, which is a great way to drive people back to your website. Go wait till you see this frog. It's brown. It's about the size of a quarter, yada, yada, yada. But as I'm scrolling down further, I don't see anywhere in here for me to subscribe to your show. No, not on the episode page. Let me scroll up a bit. Nope. So I would add that to your website, preferably somewhere up by the player so people can subscribe, because otherwise I have to go back up to the top, click on podcast, go back to Varmints, and there's my subscribe button. So I would add subscribe buttons to the episode because you want those bad boys in front of people all the time. So again, find them over at blazingcariboustudios.com. The podcast is called Varmints. And if you want your show reviewed here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. Now, if you want a full review, go over to Podcast Review Show. That's where myself, with my 12 years of podcasting experience, and my co-host, Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach, he has 30 years in radio. We go over your podcast top to bottom, head to foot, and look at the audio, look at the website, look at your flow. You can find that over at podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride. And if you want your podcast reviewed on the Podcast Review Show, it's super simple. Just go over to podcast. Did I say review show? I did, didn't I?
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.